Do you feel confused or just plain weary? Are you tired of hearing bad news all the time? Well, my friends, it's time to think about what kinds of messages you're hearing through media and those around you. Are you being encouraged in Christ or discouraged by the world's darkness? Often, it's what we watch and hear that can make it hard to hear God's voice amid the world's chaotic noise. So this week, we begin a series entitled, Be Uplifted as You Lift His Name on High and Bask in His Light, the Only True Light of the World. Today, news feeds fill with junk and sting people's eyes with evil and envy. It's appalling and so unnecessary to allow darkness to dim our perspectives. It's time to just stop it. Instead of just kicking back and letting messages inundate and attack us, we need to kick back with some scriptural defense and offense. As someone in graduate school, I am learning how to help people heal. I desire to see everyone know Jesus in the deepest possible way. It's my big time, all-time passion. So, when I log onto my social media or hear the news on the radio, whatever, I feel reminded to pray. And I also know how important it is for people to guard their minds and hearts. I certainly feel that way. I need to do that. And this week, we're focusing on the first tip on how to basically kick back with some scripture and be uplifted as you lift his name high and bask in his light. Tip number one, while relying on Jesus, put filters on your news feeds, on social media, and anything inundating your heart. When you're having coffee with somebody, is that person helping you to focus on Christ? If that person is disturbed, then think about Jesus as being the one who is the answer to that person's problem. But find a way to start thinking about Jesus instead of the junk, the trash in this world. In addition to settings on Facebook and Twitter, how does a person put filters on a person's heart? Well, you have to take God's word to heart about it. I'm just going to share scripture, straight scripture, with you today from Luke 21:34 and Philippians 4:6-8. But be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down and depressed with the giddiness of debauchery and the nausea of self-indulgence and the worldly worries of life. And then that day when the Messiah returns will not come on you suddenly like a trap. Philippians 4:6-8. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. So that's how you get a heart filter, so to speak. You take God's word to heart. How's that for a perspective changer, my friends? We're heavenly minded, and when we're heavenly minded, we can do earthly good through his strength and for his glory. Share the gospel. Everybody's so bold about bad news. It's time for us to be bold with love, sharing the good news, the gospel, in word and deed. No matter what kind of a day you've had, by the way, I want you to remember, there still is good news. Jesus still loves you. The bad news can never, ever stop the good news. Praise God for that. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and for sending Jesus, the true light of the world. We receive you, Jesus. We ask you to cleanse us from all the bad things of the world, all our sins, and fill us with you. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Be our Savior and Lord. We ask you to help us to make good choices about what we listen to, and help us to listen to your voice above all. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals, and and ask for your best for each one. We love you, Jesus. Help us to love you and love others the way you want. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share the good news. When faced with bad news, find a way to focus on the good news as a distinct contrast to the darkness of this world. Jesus' light never dims. Remember that. And send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.